The gospel reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke is with six verses. And you can see, in my mind, kind of a roller coaster of what's going on. And you're talking about sin, the inevitable occur, that if you do have a sin, especially against the little ones, that a millstone would be around your neck. Be on guard. Your brother's sins, brothers and sisters, to forgive them. Not just once, but if they ask for forgiveness seven times, to forgive on seven times. And then the apostles add about increasing our faith. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this old mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. And it would obey you. That's a packaged six verses. And today, what I kind of came to me was be on your guard. As you could think yourself, just several of those prayers today or this week in Luke 17, 1-6. And I was thinking of being on our guard. You know, we have so many different places that we guard things in our lives. I know some people here have a safe for guns, for instance. We have a guard and also safety in a safe. Some of us lock our houses, our vehicles, to guard our possessions. We guard in sports. You know, when the Vikings are playing, they're guarding their field so that the other team doesn't score. We think of times that, obviously, with our school that we added last year a video and a second door that's locked to protect our children. Again, a guard. When Jesus says, be on your guard, he's guarding ourselves. He's guarding, and we must guard ourselves in our sinfulness. And also in the spiritual war we are in, that we want to guard God's kingdom. So again, four words there out of six verses. Please discern that. To be on your guard. We are in, a civil war around our world. Where the evil ones, the angels and God, we're kind of in that middle ground right now where we want to be on the right team. But because we're not perfect and we are sinful, sometimes we'll go to the other side. And I don't mean like going over, like just putting our flag up against God and going to either team. No. But there are times when we have our sinfulness. Forget us to be guarded. So please discern to guard your mind, your body, your mind, and your soul. To be on and continue to grow in God's team, God's kingdom, and to protect each other, to be on the right place.